Empower Radio presents The Butterfly Moment. It's the classic quantum leap in personal growth. Now here are your hosts for The Butterfly Moment, John Schulter and Carrie Hall on Empower Radio.
Well, good day, everyone. Thanks for listening. My name is John Schulter, and I am the author of this show and the book that I have out, The Butterfly Warrior, which you can get for free by contacting me or contacting the station. The Butterfly Moment, very quickly, what do we believe in and what does it mean? The Butterfly Moment is that moment that the cocoon finally breaks open and there is kind of a movement of consciousness, a movement of change. With this caterpillar is not who he thinks he or she is. That they are perhaps one of the most beautiful insects in the universe, and best of all, that they can fly. I'm fascinated by that moment that my guests or people that I talk to have in their own life, that moment of transformation where they think, I can do this. I'm more than I thought I was. In fact, in my own way, I can fly. We all have those moments during our life, and the purpose of this show is to find people who have had those kind of experiences and learn from them and relate to them. As you know, if I'm in a transformation business as a life coach, I also deeply, deeply respect and believe in healing. Because healing in its own way is just a transformation. It's a transformation of thought. It's a transformation of the physicality of your body. It's a transformation of belief. And boy, do we have a great guest today. Our guest today is the author of The Goddess Pink. Love that name. Creator of the Love Meditation Divine Healing Blueprint. Martha is the founder of the Soul of Light Healing Academy. She's a medical medium and energy intuitive who works with people looking for a mind-body-spirit approach to healing. People who are frustrated and tired by running in circles between doctors and alternative practitioners, but nothing has worked, leaving them with the feeling of being lost and confused. And haven't we all been there? She's a teacher who shares how to heal themselves, people how to heal themselves and get rid of the physical challenges. And oddly enough, she has a wonderful, wonderful practical background as 25 years as a mainstream medicine and registered nurse. She's has specialties in community health, hospice care, directors of Alzheimer's units. We could spend 2 days talking to her about all these wonderful things that are part of her life. But I'm just so excited to have her on the show. Martha, are you there?
I'm here, John.
Martha, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. A pleasure.
Let's get to the first thing, because I'm sure that my listeners are going to ask. We had a pleasant conversation dealing with the wonderful aspect of your last name, Blessing. Could you explain that for us?
I can explain it. So Blessing is my married name, but my maiden name, my birth name is Gesegnet, which is German, similar to Gesundheit. When someone says Gesundheit, God bless you, it means blessed in German.
How great. I love it.
So I was born with the name Blessed and married Blessing. So,
you know,
all came together.
That is so wonderful, because your name is not only an explanation, an example, but it's an affirmation. You know, I work with some kids that have been let out of prison, and we always give them nicknames like gold dust or gold bars or something like that to accentuate just that, just an affirmation of what everything they touch turns to gold, and being able to have that type of thing. And Boy, you've got a great one. You've got a great one for life. You got a great one for being a healer. So congratulations.
Thanks. Big shoes to fill.
That's great. That's great.
No pressure.
Oh, my God.
No pressure at all.
That's wonderful. You know, I'm so excited to know how you got here today. Can you give us a little bit background of how someone who's in the very scientific and methodological career of being a nurse, carrying a chart, working on the computers, data, all that kind of stuff, to being a healer? Tell us a little bit how that happened.
Sure. You know, I have to say that I followed the path that was in front of me, quite honestly, sometimes a little bit resistant, but I was a nurse for 25 years in Western medicine, and I started having back problems, and I ended up having 3 back surgeries. And at one point, I was in a wheelchair, and they told me that I'd never walk again. And I had been a competitive figure skater my whole childhood up through into college. So to hear those words, I thought, no. But it's also in my genes. It's also in my family. We had a chiropractor, my father's cousin, in the early 1900s, which was pretty much like being a witch doctor.
I guess so, yeah.
Back in those days. But he was a healer. And my father's mother, my grandmother, was a medium here at Lilydale Assembly in Western New York as well, in Lilydale, New York. So I think I was already set up for some of the gifts that I already have and that I use. But my butterfly effect, so to speak, was the fact that I was in Western medicine. And all of a sudden, everything that I knew in Western medicine wasn't working. Didn't work. And that's when I started to look into holistic things. And one thing led to another, led to another. I really was led to each step. And I very much had to be willing, when you talk about transformation, I had to be willing to step back and see a bigger picture of what was going on, what was happening, and what could the gift be in this, or what could it possibly be that could come out of this? Like, I wouldn't change any of it now.
That is so wonderful.
When I was in it, it was not fun.
That is so wonderful. I have, I don't know what author to attribute this to, but they said that 10% of your life circumstance is what happened to you, and the other 90% is what you do with what happens to you. And that sounds exactly what you're talking about. You know, okay, a 10% is a diagnosis of cancer or some sort of bad news that you're going to be disabled. Your work has just begun, and it's so, so inspiring to hear somebody not just be a practitioner, but being someone who's been down that road.
Yeah. I actually, for many, many years, I was a practitioner. I had one of my 3 back surgeries, and my father had an emergency bypass quite a few weeks after that, very soon after my surgery. And so we both started taking yoga. He did it to de-stress, and I did it to try and gain some flexibility and some movement and motion back. And that led me to Kripalu Center up in Lenox, Massachusetts. And when I was there, I had an energy healing. And mind you, this is 30, 35 years ago when that word energy healing wasn't common.
Yeah.
And so I went and I thought, oh my God, what just happened to me? Like, that was palpable. What is going on here? This was a whole new world. And I knew I had to study that. I knew I had to learn and figure out what's that about. And then I returned home, and a few weeks later, I saw a flyer for a Healing Touch Level 1 course, and it literally fell at my feet. And I said, okay, I'm going. And in that moment, when I was in that weekend in that class, I knew that's what I was going to do. I had not a question, not a doubt.
And
I did have a
so
practice
great.
For several, several years. But here's where it's all led me to now is I used to see clients as an Ayurvedic practitioner for the the herbal, the physical, the diet, those sorts of things, and also do the energy healing. And the messages that I got were, as long as we're only addressing these physical and we're not addressing the mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects, then, you know, there isn't enough broccoli and red peppers to make up for us not loving ourselves, not believing in ourselves, not seeing our divinity. And having that inner connection to make our own transformations. To see that it's inside of us versus someone else is going to give it to me.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. You know, I had my own challenges with the stage 2 cancer about a year and a half ago. And I really felt it was an opportunity to really walk the talk. And, you know, I chose, and I've shared this with our listeners before. It was an experience that I chose to look at as a blessing, a learning experience. The way I best wrap my mind around it is that this was a visitor that was going to come into my life and I was going to sit down and talk to him and learn from him as my teacher. And then when he was done, he's going to close the door. I might lock it after that, but I felt great peace in being able to do that, because the feeling of fear that everyone wanted, including the doctors, to fill me with, just wasn't working for me.
Yeah.
Just wasn't
working. Yeah, I'm getting chills. That's huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
And I think maybe, I don't know if that's, you know, like on that bridge. I've had the cancer diagnosis too. And it's exactly that. How I look at it, and I love that that's beautiful what you said, it's the idea of, you know, if the doctor said you had colitis, you really wouldn't care. You wouldn't be concerned.
Right? I know.
It's not going to take me out.
Mm-hmm.
But the second they say that big C word, everything is supposed to change.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, it's no different whether it's fibromyalgia or cancer or colitis or whatever it is. It's still a vibration in your body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what I teach people. I have a free healing kit on my website, and it's helping people to grasp and understand that we're frequencies. You know, and when you go to the doctor and they want to know how your heart is working, they do an EKG, an electrocardiogram. Got the word electricity right in it, energy right there.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have to go inside of you to measure the heart. They put the electrodes on the outside of you, and they turn on the machine, and what they see is a printout of waves, right? They measure it, a Q wave, an S wave, a T wave. They're measuring the electrical energy of your heart and how it's firing. And so if we have the understanding to say, whether it's cancer or colitis, like, where is the energy running amok?
Right, right.
And we know that the electrodes are on the outside. So that means, you know, something outside of us, right? We have a bad hair day, it's static electricity, or we touch a doorknob, you know, we're conducting that electricity. So we have the ability, with the things that we choose, whether it's food or meditation or exercise or yoga, whatever it is, we have the ability to change that frequency with inside ourselves. And to me, that's now, say in your case, again, fear is a frequency. Love is a frequency. I channeled that love meditation from my grandmother, and I used it. And I went and I held that energy and I moved it to all the little areas of my body. The trigger points where I had fibromyalgia and I had pain. And so you can dissolve those places with a different frequency. But if you go to medicine and you absorb everything, like you say, that fear, they've taken all of your power. They've taken everything, you know, literally stripped you show up somewhere else in the body. Do you know what I mean? They can cut it out, but the frequency is still the same.
You're right. You're right. And in talking, it also gives me chills. I mean, to know that all of healing philosophy, like all good things, has a simplicity to it. And I think that the simplicity of any alternative healing is that you become what you focus about. You become what you think about. What you focus upon expands. And that's the real choice that we have in life, of either thinking about solutions, thinking about healing when it's not there, and focusing on that. And just like a flower being fertilized and fed and watered and all that kind of stuff, that is what's going to grow. And mm-hmm. So if you can grow that belief and grow that feeling, you know, part of the problem with, and God bless them, the American Cancer Society and their efforts, I know that they're well-intended, is that they become too much about the problem. Because if there ever was a cure, there would no longer be this monolithic corporation that is, you know, making a lot of money for a lot of individuals' lives. And this is not to talk down doctors, because I do love and really treasure them, but it's a dangerous thing when you're closed-minded, I guess is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I take copies of, there's a book called Radical Remission.
Mm.
That has several stories of people, you know, with like pancreatic cancers and things that most people don't recover from. And, you know, it's all about the spontaneous healing.
Hmm.
Stories of spontaneous healing. And you don't hear about those. Doctors don't talk about those. They're scientific technicians. But every time I went up to the cancer center, I took copies of the books with me and took copies of my book and, you know, I handed them out to whoever I was led and guided to hand them, just so that they're aware that they might refer, you know, tell their patients, let the patients continue to get treatment, but let them be inspired and let them, you know that there are people who have, Dr. Blue Joy was an MD and he healed himself of pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
You know, there's so many stories and so many tools out there for people. And sadly, I think that's why I'm the poster child.
Yeah.
We just don't hear about them. People don't talk about it.
Well, congratulations on that. You know, and speaking about books, could you tell us about your first book, God is a Pink Cloud, and how that came about?
Yeah. So it's essentially the story. It's a roller coaster ride of a story. 10 years of daily chronic pain and medications and pain pills. And, you know, I wrote that book because if I helped one person not become a heroin addict, we hear about it now in my local community, and I know it's all over the news everywhere, you know, about opioid addictions and things like that. And it truly is by the grace of God that I didn't become one of those people, because I took so many medications. And that's when I was really still entrenched in the nursing world. And but it's the story of how I came to understand that the energy that was stuck and trapped, what I call the issues in the tissues,
I love that,
was from childhood abuse.
Mm.
And so again, all the medications, you know, surgery was the answer. Why did it take three of them? You know, what's going on? So once I addressed and released those things, and, you know, the good news is we don't have to go back. It's an old paradigm in the holistic world and going to a therapist and whatnot, that we have to go back through the trauma and back through the pain. We don't have to do that
right,
to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the story of, you know, awakening and awareness to who I am, what I am, creating a new story.
Hmm.
I call it Groundhog Day, like the movie, right? Most people are getting up. My clients do this, and I explain it. I say, you know, you've been getting up and putting the same DVD in every single day.
Hmm.
And that movie is a story that you created about who you think you are based on the circumstances and negative things that happen to you.
Right. Right.
And so the first step is, number one, let's stop playing that DVD and let's create, you know, don't put it in anymore and let's create a new one for you to play. Let's have a new movie and a new story and make it different. And so the book is about that entire journey in the first half. And then the second half are the tools that I used to get myself out of a wheelchair, to have a different truth and a different reality than what was being presented to me.
You know, Martha, I think that there's so much power in story. You know, they say, take your mess and make it your message. It's certainly what I've tried to do in my life, because your word's not going to have impact if you say, well, you know, I've done a lot of research on this, and I think that this holistic or this other alternative medicine. But when you've been there and you've been through the pain, the emotional pain, the physical pain, and all that kind of stuff, then your words are like magnets to people's minds, because they want some sort of solidarity. They want to say, you hurt too? How'd you get rid of it? You know, but you know, don't just stand on a post and preach to me about it.
Yeah.
Well, we've got about 5 minutes left, and I know I've just given the listeners a taste of this, but how would they contact you if they wanted to engage your services or get your books and get some of the other?
Sure, absolutely. Everything is on my website at soullighthealingacademy.com. They can see what my services are. My book is there. And but they can also reach out to me by email if they want, and that's martha@marthablessing.com.
That's fantastic. You know, you are, in all respects, an example, a template for people to follow. And you have already arrived at the butterfly status. So tell me, now that you can fly, where do you want to go? What's next for you?
Yeah. What's next for me? I've come out of the cocoon. And the wings are still yet to continue to strengthen and grow, and that is to be able to teach people. You know, my mantra, my motto is, give me a fish, feed me for a day. Teach me the fish, feed me for a lifetime. And so I don't really see clients for sessions, healing sessions. My programs are about reaching more people and teaching them how to do what I've done. Teaching them to be successful at self-healing and of integrating their body, mind, and spirit. I work a lot with empaths and healers and light workers. I think they're struggling and suffering. They haven't learned how to manage energy in their physical bodies. And it's affecting them adversely. There's, you know, there's a lot of depression and anxiety and bipolar disorder, and that's all, again, energy.
That's wonderful.
You can learn how to change that.
It's simpler
than what people think.
Sure. If you had a message to someone who's listening to this, other than going to your website, you know, and they're in chronic pain and they're afraid of surgery, they're afraid of not having surgery or whatever, what would be your advice to them?
Depending on where they're at, being still. Being able to learn, you know, a lot of people talk about meditation. I don't like the word meditation because it implies to people that they have to quiet their mind, which is really impossible. But you can come to a place of stillness and just start being still with yourself and watching your breath. And in that stillness, there is a space, there is a wiggle room for you to disengage the energy of that chronic pain and stress and strife.
To find
the inner, you know, to go inside, because it's all external. When someone's sick or in pain, it's their energy is just going out, help me.
Right.
And if they can just take 5 minutes and do some stillness. My website is just getting rebuilt, but there will be more free resources on the website. But I highly recommend people get my Ultimate Body, Mind, Spirit Healing Kit. It's free on my website. It explains in a guide why alternative therapies aren't working for people. It gives them the five steps that I used and that I use with all of my clients. I'm very generous with my information.
Isn't that great?
And because I just want them to learn. I want them to understand, here's the five steps, and you can do this.
Well, I have to tell you, that is such an authentic place, and I applaud you for giving first, because that's just, in my view, how the world back works in giving back. And Martha Blessing, you certainly have been a blessing to this show, and thank you so much for your friendship and coming on and sharing this. I just see so many wonderful things for you in the future, and know that you are going to continue to fly and influence, and I hope to have you on the show again. I know we just touched the surfaces, but the best thing that anyone can do is to go on to your website again, one last time.
It's soullighthealingacademy.com.
Go there, folks, and listen and just learn more, and your life will also be blessed. Thank you, Martha.
Yeah.
Take care.
Thank you, John.
God bless.
Bye-bye.